Good morning. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here today. It's always a pleasure to be able to come and meet with people who are part of the group of folks that make up the body of MCC, the supporters and those who just support in so many ways. And I know there's lots of connections here with this congregation to MCC, supporting the relief sale, and I see the tub for school kits back there, and you're hosting the Loss of Turtle Island event and others. Just thank you for all the ways that you support MCC. I also want to bring you greetings from my home congregation, Assembly Mennonite Church in Goshen. I know there are some good connections there, including our soon-to-be former pastor, Don Yoder Harms, who I understand grew up here. But I also just thank Jane and Matt and others who helped to put this service together. Even without knowing exactly what I was going to say, I feel like the service kind of helped build this so nicely. I often find that the children's time speaks to me in really wonderful ways, and I found that this morning. I'm so grateful for that concept that Jesus was praying for me and praying for us and our congregations, and praying for the work of the church and the work of MCC almost 2,000 years ago. Matt, I do have one question about the children's time, though. How in the world did you get my glasses, my John Lennon round glasses from high school, into your time capsule? That's still perplexing. But anyway, speaking about the past, 96 years ago, a group of Anabaptists came together because Mennonites in the Ukraine were suffering. Ravaged by civil war and hunger, they were crying out to North American Mennonites for help. And a lot of people have told this story better than I can, but at the root, this group of Amish, Brethren in Christ, Mennonite Brethren, General Conference Mennonites, and Old Mennonites said, "Yes, we disagree on many things, and we've even split over those disagreements. But can't we work together to help our brothers and sisters in need?" And so they formed the Mennonite Central Committee, whose purpose was to coordinate the efforts of those groups. Now, I'm sure that that group of people that met in the basement of Prairie Street Mennonite Church in Elkhart 96 years ago had no idea what MCC would become almost 100 years later. But again, I'm sure there was prayer for the future, and in some ways prayer for us and what we're doing today. And I take comfort in that. Throughout MCC's history, we've maintained that goal that people who disagree, sometimes profoundly, can join to do the things they can agree on. Feed the hungry, walk with the persecuted. In the words of our mission statement, share God's love and compassion for all in the name of Christ by addressing basic human needs and working for peace and justice. We come together, we recognize that together, we can do so much more than any of us can do alone. And it's been hard work. In June, I had the privilege of joining the MCC US board for their meetings in Haiti. Before the actual meetings, we spent a few days visiting some of the work that you support through your donations and volunteer work. In the countryside, a 20-year-old reforestation project is helping a community not just plant trees, but care for them. And as we approached the community, It's stuck out from the bare hillsides around it. You've probably heard that there's a lot of deforestation in Haiti. And this photo shows kind of on the left what most of the hills look like, and on the right, the community where MCC is working. Franklin, the MCC staff member who kind of heads this project, told us there's a lot of pressure for rural residents to move to the city. Our work is about much more than planting trees, but helping people see a future for supporting their family without moving. And in the city, our partners are also planting trees and gardens. And this is peace work, helping to reclaim an area of Port-au-Prince where there's been a lot of violence, with community gardens and a youth center for youth activities. In this photo, you see Henri, who's our partner on the left, who helps at this center, and our MCC country reps in Haiti, Rebecca and Paul Shetler-Fast. Over 6 years ago, as you may recall, Haiti was hit with a devastating earthquake. And working with our partners, MCC has been able to build or renovate over 900 homes in ways that will better withstand a future earthquake. At the board meeting itself, there was a recognition that keeping the coalition of MCC support together continues to be challenging. Many of the same groups that started MCC still send representatives to our boards and participate in many other ways. Brethren in Christ, Mennonite Brethren, Conservative Mennonite Conference, Amish, Beachy Amish, and the spectrum of liberal to conservative within the Mennonite Church. Some of the issues that have divided us in the past are still divisions. Women in leadership, divorce and remarriage, how we dress, use of technology. And I don't have to tell you that there are new issues that divide us. Yet in that room, I sensed a spirit of oneness, a spirit that what unites us is much bigger than what divides us. In that board, I sensed a group that has internalized the prayer of Jesus for his followers in John 17, that they may be one. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you loved me. At its best, and let me be the first to admit that we have not always functioned at our best, but at its best, MCC is not only a place where Anabaptists look past their differences to come together, but also a place where we encounter people of many faiths and cultures who are different from us. Many in this room have had those life-changing cross-cultural experiences, in many cases through MCC service, and they're not always overseas. In early August, I spent a week in Appalachia working with our SWAP program. I went along with a group from a trailer factory in northern Indiana. The owner is a strong MCC supporter, and for the last 4 years has sponsored a group of his workers to go and help fix up houses. This year's group included 3 Amish participants and 3 from non-Mennonite background. And we worked in Hindman, Kentucky, where I understand your youth group also worked earlier this year. And in fact, it turns out I worked at the same house as the youth group from this church. Wasn't planned. I found this out just looking at some earlier pictures of the house, and I can tell you May Taylor's home has come a long way, and May is in this photo, the second to the left. Her son Josh helped us when he could. Was anybody... Can you raise your hand if you were there? Raise your hand. That was the trench, yes. Yes, I saw a picture of the trench. You guys worked hard. You guys worked hard. And it's come a long way. It's come a long way. Thank you for your participation in that. And thanks to the congregation and parents for supporting this kind of experience for your youth. By working alongside people who are different than me, I'm pretty sure I learned and benefited from the experience as much as anyone. Between the Amish and English people there to serve, and May and her son Josh working alongside us. He worked with you as well, I imagine, yeah, when he could get, you know, his work schedule to work out. I sensed a mutual respect and a positive spirit of understanding that circumstances can affect us, but they don't have to define us or make us victims. We were human together. Amish and English, blue collar and office worker, Appalachian and Hoosier, we recognized our common dreams and values. Can MCC still be a place where Anabaptists come together to serve those in need? I hope so. And can we be faithful to the people we meet around the world who are also our brothers and sisters? Sometimes this is the rub. Sometimes what we hear from our brothers and sisters is an uncomfortable message for our constituents. I've heard it said that the church is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. So how does MCC do that and continue to survive? To put it most crassly, the comfortable are some of our top donors, and we run the risk of losing their support if we afflict them. Attention that we hold. Many of you experienced the loss of Turtle Island activity that Phil mentioned earlier. I found this when I went through this about a year ago, a profound experience that forced me to consider the ways my own ancestors benefited from the forced removal of Native Americans. And indeed, how I still benefit from that history today. Definitely afflicted my comfort zone. Last year, Phil Dick and I traveled with a group of pastors on an MCC learning tour to the West Bank, Jerusalem, and parts of Israel. MCC is responding to a desperate cry for help from Palestinian Christians. As a Palestinian Lutheran pastor told one of our groups, "We are not Christians because of your missionary efforts. You are Christians because of us." Indeed, one of our guides, Omar, didn't bring a photo of him. He told us, he's with the MCC partner Sabil, which is an ecumenical theology center. He told us with obvious pride that his family traces its Christian heritage back to Pentecost, like the Pentecost. Here, I thought my Anabaptist heritage dating back to the 16th century was pretty cool. Yet Christians in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, and other places where Jesus lived and ministered are suffering. Their story, like the story of Jesus, is one of living under a military occupation. Walls impede their movement. Settlers take their land. Soldiers harass and humiliate them in the name of security. In this photo, six Israeli soldiers, armed to the hilt, are escorting two Palestinian boys, ages 10 and 11, to be interrogated. They showed up at the door, knocked on the door, and told the kids to come because they're suspected of throwing rocks at that big wall. They're suspected of throwing rocks, and it takes six soldiers armed to the hilt to accompany them, and parents are not allowed to go. The U.S. government and many American Christians support Israel without question. This tear gas canister, made in Pennsylvania, bought with U.S. tax dollars. In Israel and Palestine, MCC has taken the position of naming the injustice we see. Working with peacemakers who are Israeli and Palestinian both, and condemning violence by both sides. And in so doing, we can support people coming together across differences. While we were in the West Bank, we went to a settlement to meet this man, Rabbi Hanan Schlesinger. In his New Jersey accent, he told us with great feeling about what living in what he called Samaria and Judea meant to him as a Jew, and the deep connection he feels to the land and history of his people. At the same time, he told us of his conversion, of realizing after 35 years of living in a gated community surrounded by Palestinian villages, that he had never had a real conversation with a Palestinian. Despite resistance from his neighbors and family, he started to have those conversations and helped to start an organization where those conversations could happen. The organization's called Roots. He invited Palestinians into his home in the settlement and got angry emails. Why are you inviting these terrorists in? We met Moira, a Palestinian woman whose husband was killed by Israeli soldiers, and Yigal, an Israeli young man whose sister died at the hands of a Palestinian suicide bomber. They tell their stories together as part of the Parents Circle, a group that connects Palestinians and Israelis who have lost loved ones. They told us, "We refuse to say my pain is bigger than your pain." So powerful. In Syria, where MCC is engaged in our largest response in our history, we partner with Orthodox, evangelical, and mainline churches, along with non-governmental organizations, to provide basic needs to refugees. Refugees who don't want to leave their homes. In one area, our support feeds 6,000 families a month. Muslims and Christians work together to make this happen and have forged strong relationships. Last year, some extremists entered a village in the area, planning to destroy a church. The Muslims occupied the church and said, "If you're going to destroy this church, you have to kill us first." The extremists left. Think about that. Muslims risking their lives to protect a Christian church. I think these are examples of how MCC's work promotes oneness, and I'd like to think we can continue to be one place where Christians with differences can show God's love in tangible ways. I think part of MCC's work is to continue to provide opportunities, not just to donate, but to participate and engage. And not just to participate in work you believe in, but to work with people who are different from you. So, can Amish and English continue to can meat together to send to Haiti, to the Ukraine, and to North Korea? Can women in coverings, not comforters for Syria, alongside women who have short hair and dangly earrings? Can Anglo and Latino congregations who disagree maybe on what the Bible says about sexuality come together to support and provide dignity for undocumented members? Can MCC support Rosedale Missions through Conservative Mennonite Conference in their effort to provide earthquake relief in Ecuador, even though MCC doesn't have programs in the area affected? Can we teach conflict resolution skills along with Brethren in Christ churches in Zimbabwe? Yes, we can, and we are doing both of those things. Can white Anabaptists support people of color in our congregations by speaking out to say that Black lives matter? Can those who see systemic racial injustice in our prisons and churches that have prison ministries somehow join their efforts? And can MCC be the conduit for that? We're trying. Many congregations are using the new Jim Crow study guide produced by the MCC Washington office as a way to understand racial injustice in our prison system. Last year in an Illinois church that had undergone a painful church split, the women from both groups got together, as they had for many years, to make pies for the Bloomington relief sale. I think this is MCC at its best, where relationships and serving others and serving Jesus override our theological differences, our cultural differences, our other differences. Like the hands, this photo, if it comes up, there we go. Like the hands in this photo, praying for the recipients of the hygiene kits that they just packed. We are different, and we are one. Thank you for all the ways you support MCC through participation, action, prayers, and for the ways you help and participate in serving in the name of Christ. Amen.